This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about some international headlines of interest, specifically starting with Cameroon, the English-French division. The conflict there is continuing to worsen, and there have been arrests, including a caller to the show, longtime caller, Akko. And we talked about that quite a bit. Also on the way, an update from the Philippines, where the war on drugs has been the result, or recently has resulted in thousands of deaths with folks, not just the police, but people who are vigilantes taking lives in the streets of people who they believe to be drug dealers or drug users, literally stacking up bodies into the 4,000 to 6,000 range the last time I think we talked about it. But now the police chief out there, one of the bosses, is going to be stopping the war on drugs. Apparently, we'll get into that story coming up in a bit. But first, and then also we'll talk about, up next, we'll talk about the Kremlin that is targeting Fox News. Daryl, you've got that story.
Yes.
But first, we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And that's where Sarah is in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I'm just curious about how President Trump is going to punish New Mexico. Because three of our counties is a sanctuary county. And Santa Fe is a sanctuary city, and UNM is a sanctuary college, by the way. And plus, we had voted against Donald Trump. You know, 65,000 people voted for Hillary. So we're going to get dished out of some fire and brimstone from Trump, but how is the question?
65,000? Wait, 65,000 is just the city of Albuquerque, or 65,000
no.
Statewide?
Statewide, that was the margin. Yeah, she won. Like,
oh, that was the margin. Okay,
Yeah, that was the whole entire
I thought you were
state.
Saying that was the amount of people that voted for her. Okay, anyway, go ahead with whatever. You're worried that Trump is going to somehow defund New Mexico? Because he has been threatening that when it comes to California.
Right, well, that's what he promised. He said, I'm gonna choke out the federal funding from sanctuary counties, sanctuary states, cities, sanctuary universities.
I think
so
it's great news. I hope that he does, because then that will encourage those places to secede. That will encourage those places to start thinking about walking away from the federal government.
I think you're taking a huge leap by saying that a lack of federal funding will cause people to start thinking about secession.
Well, I mean,
But what else is the reason?
What's the reason for what?
For what else is the reason for wanting to be in the federal government?
Well, there are some people.
Your own money back.
Right. There are some people that think we need the federal government because they have a military and they protect us from all of the mean, bad people around the world. We need the federal government because they make sure that fill in the blank. They make sure that roads get paved. They make sure that
they won't be.
Puppy dogs and sunshine and rainbows.
But they won't be making sure roads get paved if they're cutting off funding.
Well,
so they won't have that excuse.
The thing about it is that New Mexico, half of our money actually comes from the federal government. How about that? Maybe we think that we need the federal government.
Well, here's the secret. Here's the secret. That money actually came from the taxpayers in New Mexico first.
And New Mexico is getting that much money from the feds, they're a recipient state, not a donor state.
Given how poor they are. They are
if we were paying federal income tax, and some of our money would be going to New Mexico.
But there's still money that's coming from the people of New Mexico going into the federal government, having a chunk taken out of the top, off the top, then it's being sent back to New Mexico. So here's what needs to happen, Sarah. You're really good at calling talk radio. So what you ought to consider doing is learning something about secession and start calling every talk radio station in the state of New Mexico. Just get a list. You probably already have the list, right? You've got a list of talk radio stations and times that shows are on, phone numbers. You got that, right?
Well, you know what? I'm not crazy about secession, because that's all going to go down into a violent confrontation. Which we're going to have.
Seems
anyway.
Like it'll be like Cameroon.
What we have now is a violent confrontation. We have this occupying gang that calls themselves the state and the feds, and they go out and violently do things to people. So if you want to get rid of them, yeah, it's probably going to be violent, but overall, it might be less violent.
But the thing is, civil war is coming up anyways. We all know that back of our mind, even though you deny it.
I don't think I know that.
Well, not you, but a lot of people have been preparing. I've talked to truck drivers. They've been stashing guns since like 25, 30 years ago. There's a lot of people
don't
tell you.
But the United States federal government doesn't just have guns. They also have tanks, drones,
bombs,
and fighter jets.
Yeah.
So,
and Trump's planning on increasing the number of fighter jets. There's a whole other story about how he wants to fully fund the military. I think the actual term used here is a historic investment, he claims, in armed forces. So they're going to have even more guns and bombs and planes than ever before if Trump gets his way. So, Sarah, basically what you're saying is that you're worried that the federal government is going to stop sending New Mexico's own money back to New Mexico. So, therefore, people in New Mexico would then be paying taxes to a federal government that is not giving them any kind of services whatsoever, but yet you would still want to stay in the union because you're afraid that there might be a war that you inevitably think is going to happen anyway. Does that pretty much sum up your position?
Well, it's coming. I am pretty sure that it is coming. So
so why not advocate secession now? I mean, why not just go ahead and hurry it along?
Well, you know what? I'm not crazy about that idea. It's going to be harder than what it is. You know what I mean? You guys think it's easy. I think it's going to be very hard.
I don't think it's easy. I just think...
Wait. When you say you think it's easy, do you mean seceding from the United States is easy, or the life after you secede?
It's an idea. It's an idea, but it's to actually have it done. It's going to take violence. But we're going
to
have
no.
To
I don't think it has to. I don't think that that's a foregone conclusion.
Well, seceding from the U.S. is going to take violence.
No, it doesn't necessarily have to.
James Buchanan did not send troops to squelch the secession that happened when he was president. It was the next president, Abraham Lincoln, that wound up sending troops.
Yes, and so the troops got sent and people died. That's my
right. But it was not the president that was president when the troops or when the state seceded that started the war.
Okay, I'm not saying that the federal government is quick about things. I'm just saying that they're violent.
Well, yes, we know that they're violent, but they also want to keep up appearances to some extent. And so today we have the benefit of being able to propagate media instantaneously. If something is happening, if they're rolling in tanks or whatever, somebody can stream that live to the Internet. That video is going to get out. Everybody's going to see that the federal government... Hold on, Sarah. Everybody's going to see that the federal government is invading its own... What was its own people. That they're killing their own...
I don't think people are going to have a problem with that, though.
But what I said is that the artillery... I'm not talking about the government. They already have guns. I'm talking about us, the ordinary citizens.
Okay.
The United States government has
27 fighter jets for every country on Earth.
Stacking guns away, the people that joined the military, they've been smuggling out guns. I'm talking about the regular people have been preparing for civil war for the last 30 years. Because they don't talk about it, but they've been stashing it away, you know.
If they don't talk about it, then how do you know about it? There are a lot of people who like run in their mouth, and I understand that, but these are not people who have any actual chance of overthrowing the feds, who on every other day they're big fans of on the days that they're not planning their civil war. So I don't think that these are the people they're going to help us out.
Well, the thing is, I talk to these people. They said, I mean, they go out into the middle of the woods, maybe hiding guns. They're getting the wells mm-hmm. prepared. They're getting their livestock. They're getting dynamite under civil arrest. They bought land. But, you know, obviously they're not going to go run around and mouth everybody off. Oh, I stashed a bunch of in the middle of the woods right here.
Well, Sarah, let us know how this develops. Thank you for the call tonight. I say if you're expecting some sort of conflict, why not advocate for peaceful secession right now? What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Your MyPillow could be on the way to you with a 60-day window of time where you can decide whether you want to keep it or send it back and get your purchase price refunded. MyPillow.com, code FTL, is how you get a deal of half price for one MyPillow or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you get. It's a great pillow. I've been using mine since early 2016, and it's fantastic. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be using it because I've got other pillows. But this is the one that I use for my head, and it's because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL like Free Talk Live. It's also warranted for 10 years. You get 60 days to decide whether you like it. If not, you send it back, and they'll send you your purchase price back. MyPillow.com, code FTL to get the special offer of half price for one MyPillow or two for the price of one. We were talking with Sarah in New Mexico, who has the confused position of believing that there is some sort of inevitable civil war coming, but yet at the same time not wanting to advocate for secession because she doesn't want the government to use violence.
Because she's afraid of the civil war that has been looming, her words, for about 30 years.
Which she believes is inevitable, that it's coming soon.
Right, that's basically what looming means. And I've been hearing for probably 20 years or so that the dollar's going to collapse in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet.
It's not happened yet, obviously, but there are still some people saying it's going to happen within 6 months.
Right.
So at some point, you just have to realize that people are lying to you. Whether it's intentional or not, it's going to happen within 6 months.
That's a prediction. I mean, is it a lie if you actually believe that that's going to happen? I mean, I don't believe that for a moment, but
I didn't say you did believe it.
Right.
I'm saying, the people that still consistently for like 20 plus years saying this is all of the signs are there, it's happening.
Yeah, if they keep saying it over and over again, then I would say that points to dishonesty.
Right. At some point, you have to realize, people are lying to you. Whether it's intentional or not, it's a lie.
But you can't unintentionally lie, I think is what Ian is getting at.
No, you can unintentionally lie.
We've had this discussion. I don't know if it was on the air, but we've had this discussion.
I believe it was on the air. So if I get false information and then I repeat that, am I lying or am I just telling a mistruth? And are those different things?
There's a difference between lying and being wrong. If you believe what you were told, and especially if you have good reason to believe it, then you're not lying, you're just wrong.
That's what I believe about lying, but we actually looked it up, and there's like a really generic definition of lying that doesn't include the intention to deceive. And I'm pretty sure, in my mind, you have to have an intention to deceive someone in order for something to be a lie. If you have been told something that is false, and you are propagating that misinformation, I think that is different.
You're spreading lies.
You may be spreading a lie, but you are not actually lying because you believed it was true. And that's just my opinion about it, and it sounds like you agree with me on that, Melanie.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree, but Daryl's right.
Yeah, so the definition of lying is marked by or containing untrue statements. So again, that doesn't say that you have to have the intention to
Kind of a useless definition. So then everyone is lying almost all the time, and so it's a meaningless term that is just completely superfluous.
Hey, I'm with you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I think that in order to lie, you should have to have the intention to deceive.
Okay, so if I tell you I ate a chicken sandwich for lunch today, there's no reason that I should lie about what I ate for lunch, but if I tell you a falsehood about what I ate for lunch,
but you knowingly are telling
me. I have what?
So you're intending to deceive me into thinking that you ate a chicken sandwich, when in point of fact you ate chicken jerky.
Actually, I did not eat lunch today.
But you did eat chicken jerky. I saw you eat
that. That was supper.
Okay, whatever. My point is, you knew you were wrong when you made that statement. You
right,
couldn't
but
possibly
let's say that I thought that, I ate a sandwich earlier in the day. Like, I know I ate a sandwich, and maybe it was the first meal that I ate, so technically not lunch. Then Is it a lie? What? Why?
Just the way you're talking
makes
it seem that you're trying to deceive somebody.
Right, but my point is there are some people that lie about stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no reason that they should have any intent to deceive about what they...
The reasons don't matter.
But you're the one that says that the reason does matter.
No, I'm saying the intent to deceive. If you know something is false and you speak that false thing, you're telling a lie by my book.
So what if you misremember... And then somebody...
Then you're just wrong. You could be
just
wrong for a variety of reasons.
Yes. I mean,
so you're lying.
No, you're just wrong.
Well, again, it depends on your chosen definition. I prefer the more narrow definition of having to have a intent to deceive.
I go with the dictionary definition of saying something that's not true.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. We were talking about secession, and it was actually Sarah who brought it up. She was suggesting that there are sanctuary cities in New Mexico and that Trump may be defunding those sanctuary cities. Okay, so by the way, I did find a different definition of lie here, and that is to make an untrue statement with intent to deceive. So that is also a definition of lie. Anyway, going on here, the story from, this is about Donald Trump threatening California, which presumably he would also issue the same threat to any other sanctuary places. But the talk has been that California as a state would pass some sort of sanctuary legislation in the face of the Trump administration.
Wait, and sanctuary legislation and sanctuary cities aren't really entirely what they sound like, what I feel like that term kind of invokes in people's minds.
All right, what are they?
It's kind of, because I feel like it kind of sounds like someone who's like actively protecting illegal immigrants, when really it's just a city that said, for whatever reason, whether that's fiscal or whether that's because they really like illegal immigrants, we're not going to do this enforcement for you to enforce your rules, federal government. If
That's
you
right.
want to enforce it, have at it. We're not going to do it. Use your own funds.
And there's actually two different types of sanctuary cities or sanctuary municipalities. And you touched on one of them, those where law enforcement does not cooperate with immigration officials. And the other type is the municipality that avoids any type of proactive immigration enforcement.
Well, right. First of all, it's not even their purview if they want. Some statutes have been stricken down in part. I'm not aware of any that have been stricken down in whole when cities wanted to do the opposite of that. There were several Texas cities who said, oh, we're going to enforce immigration this way. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't, city, because you're not the feds.
Hmm.
They really can't win here.
Right.
It's kind of ridiculous.
The story coming from McClatchyDC.com, where President Donald Trump is threatening to withhold federal funds from a, quote, out-of-control California if the state declares itself a sanctuary state. He said in an interview with Bill O'Reilly before the Super Bowl, if we have to, we'll defund. We give tremendous amounts of money to California. California, in many ways, is out of control, as you know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what does this mean?
It means that Republicans like to hear people bash on California. That's really all it means.
We'll continue coming up.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Also want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon US, UK, Canada. You go to the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. You're paying the same price you would normally pay if you go to the regular Amazon URL. It's just that when you go through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a piece of the action that otherwise Amazon would keep for itself. So thank you to everybody who does shop through that link. And if you haven't tried it yet, go ahead and give it a shot. Shop.freetalklive.com. We can talk more about Trump threatening to defund California if they continue to move towards becoming a sanctuary state. Let's go first, though, to Mike in Ohio on via Skype. And by the way, Skype username here is lrn.fm. If you want to get on the line, you're welcome to. Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Ian.
Welcome.
So, with the caller in camera, you can't go back and find his podcast. That's not your responsibility. Number one. Second of all, you shouldn't, because that's free speech and those things. You shouldn't have to comply. with the government and their tyranny over there. And he probably shouldn't have even asked you to do it. He's got to take the initiative to just get out, to just try to find somewhere else where he can actually call into a radio station without being, you know, prosecuted by the government. Having said that, there's always risk when you call into something. You know, I think the best way to do it is to try to be as congruent as possible with your thoughts, words, and actions when you're speaking in general. And that way you don't have the kind of remorse that could potentially hurt you down the road. The old expression, you know, burning the boats, you know, like what you do and Daryl does, you know, you're pretty much burning the boats.
What does that mean? I'm not familiar with that expression, burning the boat.
The Vikings in the Middle Ages, they would land somewhere, and in order to conquer this land, to really give themselves the leverage to do so, they would light their boat on fire. That way they couldn't go back.
The Vikings would light their own boat on fire?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because, right, because then you can't leave until there is no, turning around. You're there.
Yeah.
You stay until the job is done. There is no retreat.
Right.
Exactly.
Until you build another boat, I guess. Gotcha.
And you can finish that once you've conquered whatever.
Got it.
So it gives you that edge to do. And like one of the reasons I love Daryl and support him for president is because he just flows, man. You can tell he's all in. You know, his purpose and journey in life is to spread liberty to the maximum degree possible. And I think that you have to, you know, I don't work in the liberty field. I work in the exact opposite. Not the exact opposite, but I don't work in the liberty field. So,
okay.
But there's always concerns, and you just say, look, would I say this to my boss? And I feel very, very, you know, or particularly someone that I could do business with. Yes, I feel very, you know, satisfied with what I say and how I say it. And I think it's where you come from. And, but, you know, you don't have the responsibility to take anything down. And, I hope that, I'll tell you what, in today's day and age, I'm just waiting for like 40 years from now to find out that they have like drones or something like circulating or something we don't even know about that can actually like pick up on what we say, like not when we call, you know, LRN.FM, but like just talking amongst ourselves.
Conversation, like a conversation in a room, like if you're in your bedroom with your wife, that they would be able to record that. That's what you're saying.
If we live long enough, you know, if the human race lives long enough, there'll definitely be a way to
well, they can always activate your smartphone and use that as a microphone, you know, like a remote microphone. They can do that.
Right.
But as far as like if you don't have an electronic device on you and another person doesn't have an electronic device on them, it's going to be pretty hard for them to pick up audio from a room that's unbugged. So, I mean, I think you can still have private conversations, but what you're saying is you think there might be some sort of tool that they have that we're not aware of.
It could be. We're not aware of it. It might not be available yet, but I'm almost sure in the end it will be, you know, in probably the next 100 years. And so, I mean, I think we have to start just being more comfortable with who we are. We have to stop blackmailing people for what they say.
Well, we already have the ability to, you know, record. If you get enough of what one person says, you can make them say anything you want. That software already exists. So in the case of what you're talking about, it wouldn't even have to get to that point because technology is already to the point where any one of us that's been on the air for, you know, a week could have all of our voice injected into whatever this new system is that allows this to be done. And then if they want to have Daryl admit to committing some sort of criminal act, then they can make Daryl say that, even though Daryl never actually said that himself or whoever. And so that's going to really, I think, going to call into question, actually, the veracity of a lot of evidence because, you know, how can you prove, that this person, the actual human, actually said this statement? Or is it possible that it was a computer program that used the voice of that person to say that statement?
I think that that's going to, at least currently, unless there's some kind of way to look at, you know, metadata or whatever of the file, it will definitely call into question of, hey, here's reasonable doubt. They've got programs that can make me say anything. did you use that?
Well, yeah. Right, but there's all kinds of flimsy evidence and pseudoscience even that gets people convicted, so I wouldn't hold any faith in that happening.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but at the very least, it's going to allow people to question, and whether the jury will agree with it or not, of course, is another matter. Mike, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, sir. Thanks for having a great show.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, and they've even got technology now. And I've seen a demo of it on YouTube where they can take like a picture of a celebrity, or George Bush, for instance, was what they did it with. So they had a video feed of George Bush like talking at some press conference. Then they had an actor who was able to, like, he was just sort of standing and looking at the camera just as Bush was looking at the camera. And through whatever computer wizardry, live as it was happening, this person was moving their mouth around, and Bush was moving his mouth in the same way that the actor was moving his mouth. You combine that with the ability to make someone sound as though they've said something that they didn't say, and you have the ability to completely fake video of somebody saying something that they didn't actually say.
Yeah.
That's also technically possible right now. So, very scary stuff.
Yes.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Donald Trump saying California is out of control in many ways. He was responding to a question from Bill O'Reilly on Fox about efforts by Democratic state legislators to make California a de facto sanctuary state that would restrict state and local law enforcement, including school police and security departments, from using their resources to aid federal authorities in immigration enforcement. Trump said, quote, "I think it's ridiculous. Sanctuary cities, as you know, I'm very much opposed to sanctuary cities. They breed crime. There's a lot of problems," he said. Sacramento, Los Angeles, and San Francisco are sanctuary cities and have said they will challenge in court any attempt by Trump to withhold federal funds from them. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said he doubted the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which reserves power to the states, would allow Trump to defund. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg has said that he would join, if not lead, any effort to fight the sanctuary city threat with litigation. Trump told O'Reilly that he didn't want to defund a state or a city and would like to give them, quote, the money they need to properly operate. But he added that if they're going to have sanctuary cities, we may have to do that. Certainly, that would be a weapon. And so he is more than willing to pull the funding from these states. They're going to sue. They're going to say, well, we're giving you the money. You should have to give it back to us. And it would be interesting to hear the legal arguments in that case and see the way the court rules. Does, you know, the fact that you're paying the state, that the state is paying into the federal government, obligate the federal government to give it any amount back?
No.
Yeah, I don't suspect it does. You're going to have to stop giving it to them in the first place if you want to keep it. And will California be willing to take that drastic step?
Hope so.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Join us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie, jobs in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We were talking about secession, and there's more to that story, but we're going to get back into some of the international headlines. Threats against Fox News from the Kremlin, or at least demands for an apology. And Daryl, you've got that story coming up. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do it, one of the best ways, is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Please take a moment. If you like the show, if you listen to the show regularly, and you appreciate the work that we're doing here, spreading the ideas of freedom, liberty, secession as far and as wide as possible, peace, then you can help support the show for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal. We've got Visa, MasterCard, American Express that we can take right there on the AMP page, and also Bitcoin. So if you want to AMP with Bitcoin, we can handle that. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, and more. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Daryl, what is going on with the Kremlin?
Well, it's that big, horrible building in Russia, and the people inside of that building are not happy with Bill O'Reilly. Headline from the New York Times, Kremlin asks Fox News to apologize to Putin after O'Reilly calls him a killer.
Now was this in the same interview we were just talking about where Trump was interviewed by him prior to the Super Bowl? Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Trump was interviewed by Putin yesterday.
Trump was interviewed by
O'Reilly yesterday.
That would be interesting, though. Putin
Trump's actually yet to meet with Putin.
Right.
Russia is seeking an apology from Fox News after Bill O'Reilly described Russian President Vladimir Putin as a killer during an interview with President Trump.
That's a pretty mild insult for a world leader.
Now, wasn't he with the KGB at some point in the past?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, he's the ruler of Russia. I mean, that's a completely, non-insult.
Well, I mean, he himself. The question is, has he actually killed someone?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure he's ordered hits, because he's
certainly
the ruler
has.
Of a country.
Right. I mean, he's ordered bombs dropped.
So
he has,
in fact, killed people.
By proxy, yes.
I try to be nice to Russia, especially.
Do you? Why?
Because of Snowden.
Oh, okay. Well,
but they definitely kill people like every other government.
Yeah. The enemy of the enemy is my friend, or the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Is that sort of your policy with Russia?
No, just if you're going to protect people who protect me, I'm going to kind of cut you some slack. Maybe
if Russia today came to you and said, Melanie, we need a legal expert. We want to hire you to comment on our news stories. You can do it from your house. You don't have to quit your job. It's not going to be a full-time gig, but we'll pay you to comment a couple times a week. Would you take the money?
RT is a government agency.
It's a Russian-funded. Yeah, Russian-funded television channel.
Yeah, probably not, unless I thought I could somehow do some better good, which I don't see.
Well, you'd be able to speak out against the U.S. government using their airwaves.
I mean, I guess I'd have to know the terms of this. So if you're RT and you want to send me the details,
you can say anything you want to say. You can say anything you want to say. They won't tell you that you can't say something.
Now, they can say you're fired.
They can say you're fired, yeah.
They can say you're fired. So, you know, there is always that.
You were on RT last year during the presidential primary season.
I was not paid for it, but yes, I was
just going to ask, did they tell you can't criticize Putin?
No.
They didn't put any, strictures on what you can or cannot say?
You've got to be broadcast friendly. So
no
when the late Dr. Mark Feldman used a-hole, full word, several times, they told it, you've got to stop saying that.
Right.
You're going to get us kicked off the air.
Right. So besides don't say the F word, et cetera, you were not restricted. Okay.
No.
I would do it. If they said, hey, you know, we'd like to carry Free Talk Live and pay you to,
to
be on there.
Anybody who wants to give me a platform, I mean, there's not really too many bad ones. So, yeah, I mean,
NPR.
What if NPR called
you up?
Yep.
You'd do it, NPR.
I mean, my only kind of uneasiness there would be the government money, but... Yeah, I mean, it's not even about hating the states, although I do that. It's more about if you're gonna help him out, you know, I'll be nice. But claiming you're not a killer is just so ridiculous. It's not even plausible.
All right, let's go on with the story.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the description was unacceptable and insulting, according to the state-run news agency RIA Novosti and Interfax. Peskov said, we consider such words from a Fox News correspondent to be unacceptable and insulting. Of course, we would prefer to receive apologies to our president from such a respectable television network. In the interview,
a respectable television network.
In the interview which aired on Sunday, O'Reilly asked Trump how he felt about the Russian leader. And they've got a partial transcript here.
All right.
O'Reilly, do you respect Putin? I do respect him. Do you? Why? Well, I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to get along with them. He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not, and if Russia helps us in the fighting against the Islamic State, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world, major fight, that's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea. It's very possible that I won't. O'Reilly, he's a killer, though. Putin's a killer. Trump, there are a lot of killers. You think our country's so innocent.
Now, that's an interesting statement.
That's pretty...
Somebody mentioned that last night on the show, and I think that's an interesting thing to say.
That's about as nice as you can be as a competing country.
the president's response, which this from the New York Times appeared to equate Putin's actions with those of the United States, drew outrage and dismay on social media. An open admirer of the Russian leader, President Trump has taken a conciliatory approach towards Putin, whose tenure has been known for human rights abuses, the brutal suppression of political dissent, and the unnatural deaths of many political opponents.
So just because Trump can acknowledge the fact that the U.S. government has, you know, blood on its hands, which is a nice thing for him to say and an honest thing for him to say in that moment, doesn't mean that he himself is not going to have blood all over his hands.
He's already basically ordered hits.
Yeah, he's continued the Obama bombings.
I mean, and so from a statist viewpoint, technically O'Reilly didn't even say that he was a murderer, because people who believe in the state, especially people who are high up in the state, believe that sometimes you got to kill people. And I mean, that's even actually accurate, although we would disagree with what times those are. He didn't actually say you're a murderer if you're one of these law and order people trying to enforce laws and maybe you're dealing with invasions or something like that. I mean, really mild ones if you're Russia, but I don't think you're going to do that, even from a status viewpoint, without killing some people. O'Reilly didn't say he's a murderer. Like, what is really the complaint here? It's like telling a cop you've arrested people. Well, yeah. I mean,
it's a strange thing for the Russian government to even care or respond to what Bill O'Reilly has said. I mean, who cares?
Right, but I would not put it beyond Donald Trump to wind up, you know, finding out, Univision said something bad about Trump, and Trump demanding an apology from Univision.
True.
Because world leaders are petty.
Yeah, they're feelings. They've got feelings, too.
Trump is a delicate snowflake.
Yeah. All right, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. And what is going to happen if they don't apologize? Is it just, we demand an apology, that's the end of the sentence?
They didn't even demand an apology. They said they would prefer an apology or something like that.
The story doesn't say the or else.
Or will bomb.
If there is an or else.
Imagine seeing somebody really stretching for a fight. Like, yeah, I kind of like you. I'd like for us to be, you know, nice. We're bad, too. You have killed people. Like, well, you're, like, looking for a fight at that point, if that's what you're complaining about.
What I find to be, you know, sort of, hilarious about this are the people within the Republican Party that are upset at Trump for even acknowledging that the United States has ever done anything bad.
Right. Yeah, and that's the one part I support.
Yeah, but I would think the Republicans would hate what Trump said there.
They do. Right, they do. Yeah. They're all up in arms because how dare you mention that America ever did anything other than America, red, white, and blue, apple pie, and bald eagle hot dog.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Baseball, we do Super Bowl, America.
It's not killing. It's the legal taking of a life. It's Free Talk Live.
America.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solarc EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solarc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.